وعلى رسوله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. ف today is the 5th and tomorrow is the 6th and another day is going to be one quarter of the month of Ramadan is gone. And before you know it, the month will be over. So always keep this in mind. They say in Turkish, Hayat şu kısar, which translates to in Urdu, Zindagi bahut mukhtasar hai. Life is short. And if life by itself, 60, 70, 80 years is short, the month of Ramadan is also very short. In the past, I used to classify Muslims into three different types. So we have full-time Muslim, we have what we call part-time Muslims, and we have freelance Muslims. And I came across an ayah in the Quran that proved me wrong. I was wrong. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me. We're all Muslim at the end of the day, right? So this ayah in the Quran we read in Salah every single day, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. First of all, it doesn't say ihdini, guide me, it says guide us, right? And when you say in salah, you're talking like you're one person and you're saying guide us, sirat al-mustaqim. And also, because you're making dua to every Muslim, whether they are practicing or not, whether they live here in Canada, they live in Japan, they live in Argentina, they live in Palestine, they live in Kashmir, they are always with you when you are praying. You are making dua for them. And number two, we don't say, guide us to. اِهْدِنَا إِلَى الصِّرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. This is wrong. And in many translations, when you read the translation, they say, guide us to the صِرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. It doesn't say that in Arabic, right? It says, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Guide us along the صِرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Because you're already there, right? It doesn't say, guide us to. And this is why I always recommend people to read my translation of the Quran. It's more commercial, then we'll continue, inshallah. It's called The Clear Quran. If you want to get it, you can go to theclearquran.com, or if you're broke, you don't have money, you can just get the app for free. Go to quran.com and you get the app and just read it for free. Quran.com/apps. Look for The Clear Quran or my name, Mustafa Khattab. Khalas, the commercial is over, alhamdulillah. So now, guide us along the straight path. And the reason is, all Muslims are on that path, Sirat al-Mustaqim. But the difference is, some of us are driving on that highway to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some are driving at 200 kilometers per hour, some are going at 90 kilometers per hour, and some are going at 15 kilometers per hour. But we are on the Sirat al-Mustaqim according to this ayah. The reason I'm telling you this is sometimes, subhanAllah, we come across someone, a Muslim who is struggling with their faith, they're not practicing, or maybe when Ramadan comes, you see them in the masjid, but outside you don't see them. Don't look down upon them, because everyone is on the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people, they have struggles in life and challenges in life that you don't have. So say alhamdulillah and make dua for them. Yani many of us are struggling in their life. Yani some youth, if they start to practice, or a sister starts to wear the hijab, or a brother starts coming to the masjid wearing the beard, sometimes they have issues even with their families. They, you know, they challenge them, don't do this, you'll be in trouble, don't wear the hijab. So even the people who are supposed to be supportive, sometimes they stand on their way. And there are two types of Muslims, two types of people that you come across. People who show you the way, and people who stand in the way. So don't be of those who stand in the way. Be among those who show the way. So if you see someone coming to the masjid for the first time, you know, welcome them, how are you doing? And, you know, make them feel at home. Don't be judgmental. Your beard is so short. Well, I just started to practice last night, or I just took shahada last week. Or the sister hijab is not proper, you know. Leave them alone. Make dua for them, you know. So last night we mentioned that even prophets and messengers, they had shortcomings, they made misjudgments, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned to them in repentance, and Allah, you know, honored them above the rest of humanity, although they came from humble backgrounds, right? So if you see a youth, they have, for example, Justin Bieber on their, you know, on their shirt, or their pants are hanging, you know, they're falling down, you know, don't tell them, get out of here. You know, Because there are thousands of Muslim kids, Muslim youth, tens of thousands of them. They're roaming the streets of Toronto in the GTA, and you never see them in the masjid. If one of them comes, it means they have come a long way. You should welcome them. Don't tell them get out. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so happy that they came. There's a hadith in Bukhari and Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if one of you comes close to me an inch, I'm going to come close to you 1 mile. If you come to me walking, I'm going to come to you running. Right? So if the gap between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets bigger, we have to keep in mind that he didn't move an inch. But if you get close to him, he's going to get closer to you. Right? So always keep this in mind. And once the iman goes up, inshallah ta'ala, Justin Bieber is going to disappear. Their hanging pants, inshallah, once their iman goes up, their pants will go up, you know. So don't worry about it. Just make dua for them and make them feel at home. Don't be judgmental. كَذَلِكَ كُنْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ Every one of us, wallah, every one of us, imam, not imam, ustad, not this. One day you had jahiliyyah in your life when you were young. And if people gave you the wicked look, if people were critical and judgmental, you would have, you know, run away from Islam. But we need to be welcoming, inshallah ta'ala. I like to conclude with this story. I mentioned the story maybe last year, but it's one of my favorite stories. And it shows you that compassion is the best da'wah, even to Muslims. So the story of Sahl ibn Sa'd al-Tustari, probably heard it before, but it's a beautiful story. So this man was a scholar, and he was traveling with a caravan one day, and he was traveling on the highway, like 407, then highway robbery happened. They take your money in broad daylight, 407. So basically the chores came and they took him. The thieves, the hirsas, they came and they took him. Everyone in the caravan, they took their money and they took their food. And they took them to the gang leader, the head of the thieves, the hirsas. So basically all the thieves, the chores, they started to eat the stolen food. Except for the head of the thieves. He was not eating with them. And Sahl ibn Sa'd came to the head of the thieves and he said, oh, mashallah, the food is good. The biryani, the shawarma, the guzlama, they are amazing, man. Why didn't you eat with everyone else, with all the thieves? Why didn't you eat with them? And the man said, today is Monday and I fast sunnah. So Sahl was like, aapke saath koi mushkil hai? You know, what's wrong with you? But he said it inside. He didn't say it public, you know? But it doesn't make any sense. You're a thief and you're fasting. And when the thieves, the king of the thieves, saw this look on Sahl's face, and he said, I know you are astonished, but you know what? I closed all the doors with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't pray. I'm a thief. Nothing to be proud of. I don't do hajj. But I left one door open between me and Allah. The door of fasting. The small door, I left it open between Allah and me. So Sahl said, wallahi, 3 years later, I was in Mecca doing tawaf in the hajj, and I came across this man, the king of the thieves. And I said, oh, subhanAllah, you're the, yeah, from 3 years ago. He said, yes. He said, what happened? He said, wallahi, when I left a small door open between me and Allah, Allah showered his rahmah on me through this door, and he opened all the doors for me. Now I pray, I'm not a thief anymore, and I do hajj, alhamdulillah. So now, always keep this in mind. If you see a Muslim who is fasting in Ramadan, but they don't pray, don't tell them don't fast. Tell them, may Allah reward you for fasting, but to get more rewards, you know, you have to do salah as well. But the problem with many of us, we dwell on Jahannam, we talk about Jahannam too much. Jahannam, Jahannam, Allah will not accept your fasting, Jahannam. Allah will not accept Jahannam. And subhanAllah, we always talk about Jahannam so professionally and so beautifully. You make me feel like you were born and raised there. We need to talk about Jannah as well. Every time Allah spoke about Jahannam, He spoke about Jannah either after or before. So we have to keep this balance, and we'll continue tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. So the question last night was, the cricket team from Pakistan traveled to Turkey to play a cricket game. Can they break their fast because they're playing cricket? And the answer is actually, they have the option to break their fast, not because they are playing cricket, because they are musafir, they are traveling. 1,500 kilometers from Pakistan, this qualifies them for musafir, so they can break their fast and shorten their salah as well. Not because of playing cricket or soccer. And the winner is Arwa Ubaidullah and her grandpa was going to receive the prize. Arwa Ubaidullah. Arfa Ubaidullah. Haji, Amu Sultan. Jazakallah khairan. Barakallah fiqh. Takbir. The question for tonight. So basically, unutum. I forgot the question. Let me remember. Yes. Iyyaka ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. This was the question. How many times do we say this every day in salah? It's an easy one, inshallah. We encourage your young ones, inshallah, boys and girls, to participate. If you know the answer, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. How many times do we say this in salah fard every day? Send me the answer at Imam Mustafa at Anatolia Center. That's the age. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum.